This is The Food Fix, the podcast where you learn how innovators try to better feed the world. My name is Petrolano Ali, and I'm your host. Almost 760 million people go to bed on an empty stomach each day. So how do we feed them? It's a challenge that will take many innovators and many solutions. But in this Food Fix series, we're asking researchers, innovators, and policymakers to focus on just one. We've asked them to nominate a single idea. It could be an idea that may not solve world hunger on its own, but it should make the world a little less hungry. We've narrowed it to 10, and for 10 weeks, The Food Fix will bring you an installment of our new series, 10 Ideas to Make the World Less Hungry. Stay tuned for today's idea with our reporter, Max Johnston.
You are listening to The Food Fix. My name is Max Johnston. For today's idea to make the world less hungry, I talked to Dr. Hugo Campos, Director of Research at the International Potato Center in Lima, Peru. Dr. Campos' idea is to use biofortified plants to tackle what he calls hiding hunger. But first, some context. What is hiding hunger? Dr. Campos explained.
Hiding hunger is the hunger that it exists, but you don't see. Someone might have a normal appearance, but it may have anemia issues, or it might not be receiving the right amount of some content really important for his or her health. For instance, anemia. For instance, stunt growth, blindness in children. So I would like to be able to wipe out of the world hiding hunger, and I believe that the most effective tool that we have to that is to really make biofortified crops, starting with potato, sweet potato, but also using other crops fully available to those farmers, but also to those population of people living in developing countries, so we can really tackle the big issue of hiding hunger.
Hiding hunger manifests in a couple of different deficiencies common in developing countries, according to Dr. Campos.
In many countries over the world, and this is very hard to believe, but unfortunately it's true, there is still quite a lot of people, and particularly children, and expecting mothers with anemia, okay? And the most cost-effective way to fight anemia globally is building up new varieties with a very high content of iron. We are developing new potato varieties, which are biofortified in two very specific minerals. One is iron, in order to make a very significant contribution to the reduction of anemia in a global level, but also zinc. Because, again, in many developed countries, the diet of the people, they have some very large zinc deficiencies.
Dr. Campos wants to tackle hiding hunger using biofortification, a process plant breeders use to increase nutrition by selectively breeding crops. Or, as Dr. Campos explained,
biofortification is a process through using plant breeding, using the science of crop improvement. You develop varieties which are not only producing value for the farmer. Those varieties, they produce value for the consumers. And that's quite important for a research organization like SIP, because at the end of the day, what we are really I'm trying to achieve is to improve the quality of life of people. During the last years, our plant breeders at the International Potato Center, they have been working very hard to develop biofortified varieties, not only in potato, but also in sweet potato. So let me start with sweet potato. In the case of sweet potato, the researcher done at SIP has been very successful to develop sweet potato varieties with a very high content of vitamin A, okay, of beta carotene. But in many countries, especially developed countries, unfortunately, there is a huge deficiency of a provitamin A, which leads to blindness in children. Okay? Now, in potato, we're doing exactly the same thing, but with very different chemical products and with a very different objective.
Dr. Campos says that biofortified plants are stronger crops for both farmer and consumer.
With regards to farmers, what other benefits does it offer to farmers with regards to cost of production? What sort of benefits, why would a farmer really want to plant crops of biofortified, not just potatoes, I suppose, but biofortified crops?
Yes. Over the years, through the work of plant breeders, there are scientists that develop new varieties, not only in potato, but also in sweet potato and in any other crops, they have been able to develop new varieties which yield more than in the past, which some of them, they are much more resistant to stress, like drought or like heat or salinity, like in the past. And also in many cases, they have been able just to build in within those varieties resistant to the main diseases. Because just like you and I, just like human beings, potatoes, they get quite a lot of diseases. Some of them are created by fungi, in our cases, by bacterial. And interestingly enough, there are many, many diseases existed in potato which are created by viruses. So over the years, the breeders, through the genetic improvement process, they have been able to develop a new potato varieties which are more resistant to fungi, to and in general terms, to diseases than in the past. For a farmer producing a bio-fortified variety, it's not more expensive than producing a regular one, okay? Because, for instance, in many cases, we enable some very small farmers in Africa, for instance, and in Asia, to really increase the diversity of the food that they eat. In many cases, they become very small entrepreneurs, so that they produce planting material, for instance, in the case of potato and in the case of sweet potato, so that enabling other farmers to use that planting material in order to establish new fields with biofortified potatoes or and also with biofortified sweet potato. Now, in the case of the people eating, I mean, those varieties, the benefits, they go well beyond just a better nutrition, because we really improve their quality of lives. I think that if we're able to contribute to reduce blindness in children, to reduce anemia, and to reduce its own growth, that has a very large impact well beyond the agriculture. They don't only create value for the farmer actually producing potato. They go well beyond that, and they produce value and improve the quality of life, which is the overall objective of the International Potato Center, for the people eating our varieties. And as a matter of fact, so far at SIP, we have been able to reach just over 2 million people with our biofortified sweet potato varieties. However, by the year 2020, we will achieve the objective of reaching out to about 20 million households, particularly in Africa, in Asia. Now, just to provide some context into that, the population of the entire state of Michigan is probably about 9.5 million people. So just think about that. By the year 2020, which is really just around the corner, we will be able just to touch the lives and improve the quality of lives of a number of people, which is just over twice the number of people living in the state of Michigan. So that's a huge scale.
What do you think about biofortified plants? Do they seem like an effective way to address world hunger and malnutrition? Email us with any questions and comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com or leave them in the comments below this post. My name is Max Johnston.
Support for the Food Fix comes from the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation at Michigan State University, a development lab funded by USAID. It's produced by the Translational Scholars Program at Michigan State University. Our theme music is a song, Watching My Garden Grow, by Lindsay Liu and Josh Rilko. I'm your host, Petrolano Ali. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.